Hello, it's Monday, March the 7th, and this week we're going to be in Revelation chapter 14. Last week we were in chapters 12 and 13, and what happens from chapter 12 to the middle of chapter 15 are seven visions. The first three visions were all negative. It was the great red dragon trying to devour the child of the woman, and then the two beasts, the beast of the earth and the beast of the sea, representing secular and religious opposition to Christ. But now, as it were, from the same perspective, but looking at it from the heavenly point of view, terrible things are happening on the earth. The great red dragon is thrown down to the earth in chapter 12 to persecute the church. But now, in chapter 14, he sees on Mount Zion a lamb, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. Now, don't be overthinking, you know, the 144,000. I don't think for one minute that John is speaking literally. He's using apocalyptic language here. It's a different genre, and he's playing with numbers. The technical word for it is gematria. What is 144,000? Well, it's 12 squared times 10 cubed. 12 tribes of Israel, 12 apostles. So a representation of Old Testament, New Testament. And 10... ten, we have 10 fingers. 10 is one of those significant numbers, and 3 cubed. Well, 3 is a holy number. It's the number of the Trinity, and I think that's all that John is doing. He's just playing with numbers. But 144,000, meaning a representative. Right now, as John is writing, there are 144,000 who have his name written on their foreheads. It would have given the first readers of Revelation just incredible joy and courage and assurance that despite all of the persecution around them and the persecution perhaps of Emperor Domitian in the early 90s, God had marked out his own and they cannot be lost. Well, as you read the first five verses, it's so encouraging. They sing. He hears angels singing a hymn that only the 144,000 can learn. Who is it who really sings to the joy of their hearts, the glories of the gospel? Well, it's Christians. It's the 144,000. But it's just the first fruits of those whom God is going to eventually call to himself from every tribe and tongue and nation and people. Well, we'll see three more visions in the subsequent portion of chapter 14 and the beginning of chapter 15, but that's for the rest of this week. But for now, have a wonderful day.